News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced his long-awaited proposal on immigration Thursday. VOA's Patsy Wadakuswar has reaction.
Democrats have rejected Trump's merit-based plan.
Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree?
Also because it does not address DACA recipients, the 700,000 Dreamers, individuals who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, and the millions of undocumented immigrants already here. Nor does it address the shortage of workers for jobs that are not highly skilled. Trump also still insists on a border wall and wants to create a trust fund from border crossing fees to help pay for it. Patsy Wadakuswara, BOA News at the White House.
President Trump's luxury Trump International Hotel, Washington, D.C., has raked in nearly $41 million last year. It's a tad higher than the previous year, according to Mr. Trump's latest financial disclosure form filed with the Office of Government Ethics and released on Thursday. Those who have questioned the source of the president's income are now asking just how much of that revenue is coming from foreign and state government officials. Several foreign embassies have reportedly hosted functions there at a cost of several hundred thousand dollars. Some watchdog agencies are questioning whether Mr. Trump may be in violation of a little-known clause of the U.S. Constitution that prohibits officials from accepting gifts from foreign and state government officials without congressional approval. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido confirmed Thursday he sent a team of negotiators to Norway to help mediate the crisis in the South American country, but denied that they were in talks with representatives of President Nicolas Maduro's government. Guaido said at a political rally in Caracas that some envoys in Norway were trying to mediate the political and economic crisis in Venezuela. This is VOA News. Police have dismantled a major cybercrime ring that stole millions of dollars worldwide. We get more from Reuters' Joe Davies.
The defendants allegedly operated on underground Russian-speaking online criminal forums, advertising their specialist technical skills. They were recruited by the Gosnym network leader, a man from Tbilisi in Georgia. Together, they're suspected of infecting their victims' computers with malware designed to capture their online banking logins, and stealing money, which was then laundered to accounts controlled by them. They're accused of stealing an estimated $100 million from more than 41,000 victims. Europol said five Russians charged in the US indictment remain at large. The leader of the criminal network and his technical assistant are being prosecuted in Georgia. They've been stopped, but the task of bringing the most sophisticated of criminal gangs to justice remains.
That is Reuters, Joe Davies reporting. President Donald Trump says that he hopes the United States is not going to war with Iran. This is amid rising tensions in the Middle East. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, members of Congress are asking for more information.
An aircraft carrier and bombers have been sent to the Middle East. At the White House, a question for President Trump. Congressional leaders received a classified briefing on Iran. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham wants to know more.
And I would tell the administration you should pick up the phone and call members of Congress so that we don't have a microphone put in our face. Ask us about why you're doing something and we have no clue.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal says he's been told he will be briefed on Iran Tuesday.
It may be too late, because hostilities may have begun.
Blumenthal says Americans are getting a confused and chaotic picture of what's going on in the Middle East. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Missouri Senate is the latest U.S. state legislative body to act in favor of a restrictive abortion ban bill. The Republican-led Senate in the Midwestern state voted 24-10 early Thursday to ban abortions after 8 weeks of pregnancy. The legislation includes exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies caused by incest or rape. The state's House, also controlled by Republicans, must approve the measure before it goes to Republican Governor Mike Parson for him to sign into law. He has voiced support for the bill. Analysts say that Turkey is running out of time to balance its relationship with Russia and the United States as Moscow and Washington step up pressure on Ankara over its pending acquisition of Russian S-400 missiles. The U.S. opposes the transaction. Washington maintains that Turkey's use of the S-400 would compromise the technology of the F-35 fighter jet, which the U.S. and other NATO allies own. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, yeah. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from the great continent will be knocking on your doors again today, so I want you to relax as I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. Later on today, I'll be talking to Honorable Memunatu Pratt, the Minister of Tourism from Sierra Leone. Yes, we'll be talking about what tourism is like in Sierra Leone and what she's doing in this part of the world to promote tourism from Sierra Leone. All right, so you stay tuned for that. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with some beautiful sounds. Let's Do It Together is what we're going to start off with today. Taviel of Cameroon is coming up with that. And then Natty Dread by Samini of Ghana. And A War by Willie J or Willie Mama featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone. Well, I know you are out there right now in Ghana. Yusuf Cisse, the CEO of Front Page Film Studio in Maryland, USA. You are there to bid final farewell to your able and wonderful mother-in-law. I wish the family all the best out there. So I'm going to play these songs here just to keep you warm out there in Ghana. To you and the family, and also to Mrs. Cisse, Evelyn Cisse, we sympathize with you for the loss of your mother, okay? We love you out here and we're thinking about you. So let's start off right now. Let's Do It Together by Taviel from Cameroon.
Blood diamonds, yeah, we bled often. Sacrifice and offering, life can get cold like you live in Boston. But if we come together, keep it running, then maybe one day we can make some progress, hey. Maybe one day we make some progress. So before we roll the dice, better be cautious, hey. Better be cautious. Now look at us, we flossing. I don't wanna see my brother in the coffin. We need less hate, more loving.
Cantare,
yeah, yeah.
Cantare,
yeah, yeah.
Mi vida es tu vida, si se puede.
Every girl I wish that. Can I say me a since I left Ghana. She said she want some more of the loving. Shorty can't get enough of it, no. Y'all say me are the realest Ross. Up to the time me a kill them fast. Make y'all wonder who are this Ross. Who are this Ross. Who are this Ross. Yeah. She love the Natty J. Y'all say she love the Natty J.
To come my way, want me to be their babe, want to come my way.
sound of Willy Mama featuring Nega Don from Sierra Leone, and right before that, Natty Dread by Samini from Ghana, and Let's Do It Together by Taviel of Cameroon. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America. Liberia's music sensation Kobasi has done it again. He has just released a brand new called Propo Life, and this one is hitting hard in Liberia. And it's a slogan, and you're going to love it. So we are going to introduce the song Propo Life by Kobasi right now. And right after that, Botombele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and Dance by Askante of Guinea. But Propo Life right now by Kobasi, the young Liberian music sensation, hits the airwave right now.
I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Kukuma, I stand by. I DBC Kunga. Oh, mommy's baby. Wanda. Kukuma, I stand by. I DBC Kunga. Oh, mommy's baby. Wanda. wonder.
Danse Askante of Guinea, and right before that, Bottom Bele by Omawuni featuring Flavor from Nigeria, and Propo Life by Kobazi from Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. When I come back, my guest, the Minister of Tourism from Sierra Leone, Honorable Memuna Tukrat, will be here to talk to me about tourism and entertainment in Sierra Leone. So stay tuned for that and don't go away. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it. Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. We'll be getting the Minister of Tourism shortly, but let's bring you some beautiful sound from that nation far away by Manzu Manaman from his latest album, Ability in Disability.
It's Mr. Coker.
I lay down, they sleep, they call you name. Not blaming but food, it's not a game. Oh yeah, I want my radio, now that na me aim. Baby, cancel me, just keep na me lane. Oh, then say punky not to blast us. But you cry, no man know the pass. Then say punky not to blast us. Kind of man, no, the pass. I say you love to eat me like a tender from January to December. Ooh, girl, you make a member. Me and you two at that corner. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far. You love a tattoo, yeah. Girl, you love this with me. I don't mind if they beat me. I say, me find salon titi. We love but they na book like it's sweet. Oh, me sweet lover. Me upline, baby, oh. The one we give me, girl, they feel how they feel how they feel. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Then say punky not to blast us. But you kind of man know the pass. Then say punky not to blast us. But you kind of man know the pass. Oh, me sweet lover. Me upline, baby, oh. The one we give me, got the feel of the feel of the feel. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Take me away, take me far away. Take me away, take me far away. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go. Hold me, Jojo, hold me, Joe. Baby, can make you carry me go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I told you earlier on this great show that I will be having a very special guest, and that is the Honorable Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs from Sierra Leone, Mrs. Honorable Memuna Tubi Pratt, who is right here with me in the studio. Let me just take this time to welcome you to the African Beat, Honorable Pratt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know. It's been so long, and I have known you for a long time, long before politics. But now you are in it, so let's talk politics, and let's talk entertainment, let's talk culture, let's talk tourism. So tell me about your role right now as the Minister of Tourism in Sierra Leone.
Well, I have an overall political role in terms of ensuring that the laws that govern the tourism sector, tourism and cultural sector, are implemented, to develop policies, and then also to ensure that we develop programmatic areas when it comes to how we want to deliver tourism and culture in Sierra Leone.
You say when it comes to how we deliver tourism, how do you deliver tourism and culture in Sierra Leone?
Well, we use various strategies. I should first of all say that tourism has got different facets. You have culture, you have entertainment, and then you have promotion. You have the policy and the governance aspect. So what it means is that with all of these different sectorial areas, we have developed integrated strategic plan, which we are using to ensure that our goals, our actions, and our objectives for the next 5 years is being achieved. So through these sectors, we organize quite a number of activities, i.e. when we talk about culture, of course, we do quite a number of activities that has to be promoting Sierra Leone's culture, and then also ensuring that culture becomes part and parcel of the way of life in terms of influencing tourism itself, because tourism cannot exist without culture. And of course, through entertainment, we are supporting quite a number of artists, people in comedy, quite a number of new reality shows, and then also participating in the wider entertainment programs. And for entertainment, what we are trying to do is to develop a national entertainment policy, and then also to establish a national entertainment commission. But that is not all. We are trying to revamp the whole of the entertainment industry as well. We have created the National Entertainment Foundation. For tourism, of course, tourism has quite a huge aspect because you have different types of tourism. But the bottom line is the promotion aspect, which has to do with the National Tourist Board. And then the governance of tourism and culture, which has to do with the Ministry of Tourism.
And so when you talk about promoting, is that one of the reasons why you're here in the United States?
Exactly. The World Bank has supported the Ministry of Tourism through the visit of Dr. Jane Goodall. Of course, a number of people know her for her passion in terms of protecting wildlife, but especially for chimpanzees. We have a chimpanzee sanctuary. And as a government, we declare chimpanzee as one of the national animals. And in addition to that, we got a film crew from the United States who went to Sierra Leone to do a tourism promotion film for wildlife and tourism itself. So why we are here is that the bank supported us to be here in order that we can witness the premiere of the film. I also had an opportunity of giving a public speaking platform at the New York University. And of course, New York University has got specialized programs that has to do with hospitality. And they have got a wider outreach when it comes to tourism, entertainment, promotional tours, to operation, when it comes to airline businesses. So it's a mixed bag. So we use this opportunity in order that we can reach out to the United States. Because one of the things she identified when I became minister was that there was a very weak link between Sierra Leone and the U.S., especially when it comes to tourism. And if you want to talk about tourism development, I think the U.S. ranks amongst many countries.
All right.
As one of those countries which you can learn from. And of course, you have quite a number of willing people in the United States that are ready to support Sierra Leone.
All right. You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. And my guest today is the Honorable Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs from Sierra Leone, Honorable Memunatu Pratt. Yeah, we've had all of that, but we'll take a quick music break and we'll be right back. And the minister just touched on my heartbeat, and that is entertainment and culture. And we are going to get deep into that. Stay tuned and don't go away. Let's listen to this next track by Kool J, Mami Wata, and this is a hot beat. Let's enjoy.
You make bad man the crazy, oh. I want to hold you and do the oh. Where you wanna go down? You make the bad man the crazy for them. Where they wanna go down? You make bad man the crazy for them. Baby, no, girl, I got this love and affection for you. All I need is your time and attention, baby boo. Baby, say to you, take my hands and let's decide. Mami, what's up?
My mind out of space, baby, everything you do, I can preach to your face. Put things in place, ready for whatever, for you sick, I decrease. Now you're not the sweet soup where I once is. You love to motivate me, power. I can feel so marvelous every time I take a shower. Just for you, I can walk minutes and hour. Me not the man, we'll go take you up the tower. True love never dies, that's the lady. I go love you no matter the weather. Plus now you go with me virgin flower. Believe me, I'm the keys to your destiny. I'm your savior, I'm here to set you free. Baby girl, I know I make you worry. I know I make you worry.
If I like mommy, what's ahead?
Me need the magic touch. Just speak up before they call me. Two succulents with a sugar cane. Right to the club, baby, move that thing. Do it again, I miss you, do it again. If they better pass him, push it out in them. I know they cook shit, everybody fresh and clean. You know me, stand up for some freeze, I'm home. King and Kung Fu, feet each one. Love what I get for you, strong person. I go there for anytime you feel alone. I go calm and hold you, calm and console you. Cause me not the only one with feet to control you. Imagine the way she feel, the way she smell. Sex crazy then, and it's crazy still.
And it's crazy still.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest is Honorable Memunatu Pratt, the Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs in Sierra Leone. You talked about the strategies, what and what the tourism department is all about, and you hit on entertainment and culture. But if we can go back a little bit, I think we've had these stories before, long time, and when I used to live in Sierra Leone, we've had stories like this. Oh, yeah, we're now here and we are going to help the entertainment industry. We're going to support the artists. We're going to support the arts, drama, and all of this. And up till now, the Arts Cultural Affairs Institute at Furabe College, where you were a professor before you got into politics, is still lying down there, and students are going there and coming out with nothing to be proud of. And we advocated when we were there, when I was a student in that faculty, that it should be moved into the degree program. And our voices were not heard. These are all part of entertainment. When these students are coming out, let them have something to show. Let them have something that they'll be proud of. And so if you say your government is going to has been supporting the artists, what have you done about educating these people as far as entertainment is concerned?
I mean, this is so important because of the fact that the entertainment industry consists of quite a large number of young people. And for one reason or the other, a number of them over time have not been well-schooled or well-educated. Though we have people with high degrees that are now going into the entertainment industry. So what we have done is we've been able to put together training programs for the entertainment industry. And as a matter of fact, we have started discussing already. We got a concept note for the Department of African Studies for us to commence a bachelor's degree in arts and entertainment.
Should I say hip people, Ray?
Yeah, I mean, arts and entertainment. But the fact remains that it's not an easy thing, because bringing on board new courses has its own challenges. Because when you're talking about arts and entertainment, in terms of the theory, fine, but you need to provide the practical engagement so that people may not graduate just with degrees and there is no practical skills. So we are in discussion with quite a number of agencies as to how that can be enhanced, and hoping that we can have some good people who can come on board. And that is why we are here in terms of making our voices heard, so that we can have institutions and agencies through the embassy and through people like you, wherein we can ensure that these ideas comes to fruition. But I must say that we have organized some workshops already. Some workshops have taken place. And of course, we had a pre-meeting with the entertainment industry. We are giving them quite a number of documents. And these documents actually pertain to some of the issues which we want to address. And hopefully, when we have the National Entertainment Policy Workshop, we are going to ensure that we try and have a working document for the entertainment industry.
Okay. Having this working document is fine. Having all these meetings is fine. But again, I will go back to what I just said, that this is it's a movie playing that I have seen before, that the politicians will come and they will tell you this, okay? And at the end of the day, after the artists or the entertainers are being used to put the politicians where they want to be, then at the end of the day, they are being dumped. Are we not looking at the same playbook wherein, at the end of the day, these young people that are looking forward to being helpful in society are being left on their own?
Now, we have a different strategy. One of the things which I have done is that I have engaged the private sector. I have had meetings with the banks, and the banks are ready to support the ministry. I mean, in terms of giving support to the entertainment industry. So what really we are trying to teach them is for them to be able to see how they can transform these skills into a business skill. I'll give you some example. We have got public events wherein I have recommended these groups to the banks for them to be given some loan, for them to go ahead with the event, and then later they repay that kind of money. So we've started a kind of a program we are in. They are going to be depending on other arrangements, not depending on politicians. So what I'm trying to do is, I am trying to ensure that I move myself from the old ways of doing things, bringing in the private sector and linking them with the entertainment industry. In fact, the challenge which we have is that some of them are of the view that we need to go back and discuss more, because taking loans or developing SMEs, maybe at some point they may not be able to see how those monies can be repaid. But what we have done with somebody like Jimmy B, who is president, I did not even talk about the Entertainment Foundation, who is president, and many others, is that we are looking at 10 good entertainment organizations, fully registered ones. These will be the conduit to support all the others. So they will be like the guarantors. So I have brought on board a different strategy, not the same old strategy of maybe only using the artist because of political gains and then later abandoning them. I have taken a development approach. So if you talk to some of them, they will tell you that this is what I have said.
Okay.
That the banks are there. They are ready to support us. You now transform yourself, translate your skills into business. So I'm moving them towards business development, that you should be able to transform your skills into becoming entrepreneurs. So I am linking entertainment industry to entrepreneurship. Gone are those days when politicians would just give money to artists just because they want some popularity. For me, I say no, because I'm coming from a different background. Now, I want them to be independent. I want them to build their businesses. I want them to have entrepreneur skills, and they have good business management skills, because that is what is lacking in the entertainment industry.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Minister. That was well said. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy here in Washington. My guest is the Honorable Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs in Sierra Leone, Honorable Memunetu Pratt, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. This is getting interesting.
Welcome, my child. I'm so happy to have you here with me.
I'm
All right, welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Broadcasting Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, right from the heart of Washington, D.C. Now, Madam Minister, I want to go back a little bit to our cultural dance troupe, because when we were growing up, that was the heart of culture in Sierra Leone. That was where they would take us to, like, the King Tom playing field, you know, take us to parade grounds to go and see our cultural display. And kids were growing up becoming interested in culture. And now it's like all of that is dying, and the kids are not becoming interested. Out here in the West, most of us who come here and get children here don't want our kids to be even associated with our culture. Yes, it is true. Some don't even want their kids to even talk Creole. It is true. Some will, their kids will say, oh, no, I'm not going to that country, because the parents have not been teaching their children of where they come from and their culture. What are we doing? What are you and your ministry and the government doing to make sure our cultural aspect from our country does not die?
Yes, there are quite a number of things which we are doing. The first thing is that we have consolidated and reformed the National Dance Troupe. Because when I came in as minister, I made the National Dance Troupe in disarray because of the fact that they had issues when it, of accommodation and all of that. But today, I have been able to get the dance troupe together, and they've been able to practice, and we are still trying to ensure that we deal with their problems.
Talking about accommodation, before you continue, is it true that the place where the dance troupe were housed was taken away from them?
Yes, it's very true that it was taken away from them. And of course,
it was sold?
I think so. Well, the kind of arrangements which they have, it was a kind of exchange. But as a government, we have challenged that.
Okay.
We said we need to go back to the status quo. So now there is a huge, we've already written to the individual to say we want the land back. So we are still trying to see how that problem can be resolved. So what we have also done is to bring back the dance troupe on the same land. So as I'm speaking, they are there in terms of having a temporary place where they can practice and do some different things. So again, that is a problem, because how can you take a whole dance troupe land, you exchange it, land which must not be sold based on the National Tourism Development Act, exchange for something else in some kind of very difficult circumstances that is difficult to accept. So we are trying to look into that also. Now, when it comes to how do we get culture on board, now, of course, we participate in quite a number of arts and craft events. In fact, just last month, we supported the TechVoke institutions to undertake an exhibition in Sierra Leone, the first in the history of Sierra Leone to have technical and vocational institute for them to do an arts and craft exhibition. And it was widely applauded. So what we are trying to do is to bring out these groups so that we start to give them the encouragement, so they start to showcase what they have. So the other thing that we do is that we participate in a number of international cultural events. We've now gone back to taking dance troupe to some of the events. About 3 months ago, they were in Cairo, and they won the best award, even though it was under a very serious, difficult circumstances because of their visa and everything. They arrived, and the next morning they were on stage, and they got the best award. And we are also supporting other events, cultural events that are taking place in Sierra Leone. So what I want to say is that as a government, we have realized that this was a sector that was completely, completely neglected. So we have started showing our commitment by making sure that not every event, but to make sure that we show some level of responsibility. For instance, the TV reality shows, The Big Brother, we partnered with AYV and AfriCell. The Big Sister one also, we supported that as well. And of course, we supported gospel singers launching their album. So these are things which have not been happening in the past. So they now know that there is a ministry that they can lean on. They are convinced somehow that something positive is going to happen. It may not happen overnight, because what we should realize is that we have a very weak private sector in the entertainment industry. and government cannot do it alone.
All right, that was it. Thank you very much, and we call that a wrap on the African Beat for today. With a very big thank you to the Honorable Minister of Tourism and Cultural Affairs from Sierra Leone, the Honorable Memunetu Pratt. Thank you so much, and I hope that whenever you are in the DC area again, you will come back, because we have a lot of programs that really want to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and so that's about it for today. I want to thank you all for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to this great program, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And as we go out, we're still celebrating the mothers out there. Remember, we started Mother's Day on Sunday, and I'm just going to dedicate this entire week to the mothers. And so I will leave you with the track of Lady Felicia from Sierra Leone titled Mama. Till then, I am David Vander here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is the